Unit 7, Lesson 1, Activities 2 and 3.
Thanks for making time to talk to us, Kirsty. Perhaps you could start by telling us about a typical day's training.
Sure. Well, Tuesday's my busiest day. I get up at around 8 and pack my bag. There's a lot of equipment when you do 5 different sports. Then I drive to the training centre for 9:30. I spend an hour at the shooting range doing target practice. I must admit, shooting's the sport I enjoy the least. Then I go swimming. It's only a short walk to the pool. I swim 3,500 metres, though I could easily swim further in an hour and a half. At midday, I have lunch and discuss my progress with my coaches.
I guess there's lots to talk about.
Yeah, but I can't spend too long with them because I go riding at 1:30. I put on my riding clothes, apart from my boots and helmet, before I leave for the riding school. It's about 1/2 hour away. There are several horses that I ride. Some of them go better than others, but they're all pretty good.
Do you ride all afternoon?
I'd like to, but I go fencing at 3. I'm afraid I often drive faster than I should to get back in time for my lesson. I change into my fencing uniform and put on the special glove and helmet. The lesson is only 20 minutes, but fencing's the sport where I have to work the hardest.
Can you relax a bit after that?
Not exactly. I put on my shorts and running shoes for a gentle run around the track with some of the other athletes. It's not a race, so it doesn't matter if I run more slowly than they do. Afterwards, I go home for a meal and a short rest.
You must be ready for that. How do you spend your evenings?
At 6:30, I come back to the sports centre and play football for an hour. This is the activity I enjoy the most. My day finishes after I've done some exercises in the gym. At 9 p.m, I can go home and have a rest, or, more likely, get ready for the next day.
Well, just listening to you makes me feel tired. Now, how about your plans for the afternoon?